Let's call the land bank, the October meeting for the land bank together. Let me get my stuff here. Okay. Approval of minutes.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Any corrections or additions or deletions? If not, all in favor?
All right.
Well, I didn't even ask. Do we have a quorum?
Yep.
Okay. Is so we don't have Arbor here.
Arbor and Mark.
Okay. So next on the agenda is the budget adoption.
Treasurer's report.
I'm sorry, treasurer's report. Skipped right over it. Mitch.
Yeah, nothing major to report. We did pay our sizable annual insurance bill. But other than that, nothing major to report.
And we'll seek reimbursement on that payment here shortly through the year three of the LBI phase one. Arbor folks are here.
Well, we just made Arbor in charge of everything. We're just talking about the treasurer's report. Okay. And Mitch just said that we've paid for our insurance, sizable amount.
Yeah.
What was the sizable amount?
337.
And for newer legislators, when we got into this, we were shocked by the number, but it's because of New York State scaffolding law and the liability, primarily because of the scaffolding law and the liability of slips, falls, those sort of things are pretty high when you're doing renovations, those sort of things.
All righty. Now, 2025 budget.
So the budget went out with the agenda. As you can see, each year the actuals fluctuate quite wildly from the actual budget. But this is present. This is given for Paris reporting, which is part of the state requirements, and also when we apply for grants. Another reason why this was a $1 million budget versus previous years is budgeting $1 million budget puts you in a different category of land banks, and we're one of the very few that have spent all the LBI 2 funds or expected to spend all the LBI 2 funds and request more. So this kind of puts us into that category of higher level land banks.
Yeah.
That means and we're active.
I think I mentioned it that last, when we went to the conference, several of them said they couldn't spend the money. And so if you can't spend the money, you're not going to get more money.
Correct.
So we're doing good.
The question might be a little off topic, but I don't follow other land banks very closely, but in your experience, do you see the activity level in other land banks rivaling ours? Are we more active?
I'll have the annual report done first part of the year. You can see in the last 3 years, we have essentially doubled what we did in the previous 7, 8, 9 years. Mm-hmm. So we have really stepped up doing rehabs, demos, accepting donations, et cetera, just kind of being a little bit creative too. But in the same sense, it's going to get tougher. We do realize that, but we have to be agile, whether it's a donation or a purchase, private purchase or auction property, it's a changing landscape and we have to stay with it. But so far we've grown by leaps and bounds.
Yeah. I'd say a few things. I think our strength will soon, because of the change in foreclosure procedures, become the weakness is the connection with the county and the municipalities and having kind of a hand in glove relationship instead of it is an independent outside entity. This is its own legal entity, but obviously we all work closely together. I think that makes the talk about properties, to acquire for land bank purposes, for the good of the community easier than other land banks that I have spoken with. It's more of contentious is probably not the right word, but it's not as smooth of a relationship between not just county government, but city, town, village government as well. I think that's our strength, but relying so much on the municipal foreclosures is, like Chris said, a weakness in this point. And it's also due to Chris's good work. So
exactly.
And Hilda's very active as well.
So. Chris is doing the main thrust of everything we're doing here. But and there's a monthly call with the Land Bank Association. Is that what it's called? Land Bank Association. Yep. I was out of town, so I couldn't talk to the one or listen to the one that was the other day. But when I listened to those and we saw it at the conference, we're doing a lot. We're doing a lot with what we have. Some people have a lot more money, but they're not doing very much. So I think we're a step ahead of some of these other counties. So
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the synergies help as well. Obviously, DPW doing the trucking, that's a huge part. Mm-hmm. That's a cost savings that can't be monetized. Also, you know, the waiving of the tip fees at the county landfill. Those two things, like Chemung County, I don't believe has either of those factors. So it makes a demo.
On average, the Steuben County demos are about 15 to 18,000. We've seen some in Chemung County that have been 63. Mm-hmm. So definitely having that. And we tell the people in Chemung County to go ahead and pick where they want to dump everything. So it is very helpful. And I think sometimes the contractors are surprised that you do that. So they're very thankful also when they bid.
Yeah, you know, three times the cost, you know, based on her numbers, that's a huge savings and
absolutely
allows more projects to happen. Mm-hmm. So we got to continue to.
Well, kudos to you and, you know, county leadership for, you know, having that partnership and really everyone just, you know, I think in my experience on the land bank over the last 7 years, you know, the early years, I was kind of just learning it and getting my feet wet, but, you know, just seeing the group come together and the way we work together, I think really is a feather in the cap.
Mm-hmm. So if you can get anybody else in Hornell to donate some property or wherever, we'll take a look at it.
Okay. For the actual budget discussion, I have a question is why is fund balance considered revenue in the next year?
So that's just, it's really how Paris reporting is. That's how it's always been. And that's why the spreadsheet was created that way.
That's how they bucket it.
Correct. So
we build the budget to meet how it has to be reported through Paris.
Yes, yeah. Correct.
Okay.
Any other questions on the budget? That looks good.
Pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm. The motion to approve the budget.
Second.
Awesome. Any questions or concerns? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We have a budget.
Appreciate that. Next one, award bids. So a little bit of a snafu on the bid docs that went out for Cottage Ave. The bid actually expires tonight. So what I was hoping for is after this meeting, I'll follow up with an email to ratify your vote on the contractor of the lowest bidder for the Cottage Ave demo. Right now we have one bid. It is the LCP group. So hopefully we get 1, 2, 3 more, whatever the case may be. These are always last minute. So expect an email in the next 24 hours.
Okay. I do apologize. The first and the second were the same day in my head. So,
and that was the only bid that we had out for this meeting, correct? Okay.
All right, more to come. What else? Any other about bids?
Nope.
That's it. How about sale of property? How are we doing?
So College Ave and Corning, we have received another offer on this. Just recently came in, purchase price being $105,000 with a seller concession of $3,150. The realtor, Maggie Horan, has suggested that we counter. Really just wanted to get your thoughts on this. It's not far away from listing price of $109,900, but obviously it's $105,000 minus the seller concession. So it's around the $100,000 area. This has been fully funded by LBI 2. So do we really want to counter over a few thousand dollars. I don't know. That's truly your choice, but I'll do whatever you guys think is the best thing to do. They've already received word from their bank that we've had an issue with this in the, just recently. Their bank will finance the property being within that 2-year window of obtaining it through tax deed, essentially.
Where are we? A $9,000 difference?
Correct.
Roughly.
For that amount of money, not to delay the process, if we have someone on the hook,
That's the only offer we've received?
Well, we received one that was rescinded because their bank would not finance
it. Oh, okay. Because I thought that we had gotten another one.
So since the Helipan verdict, banks have become very, very restrictive on financing these within a 2-year window.
As if they needed another reason to be restrictive.
Correct.
Being an old banker like you are.
The 109, was that the original offer from this particular individual?
It's a list.
It was actually higher than the listing. Yes. But it was not this person here.
Yeah.
Different buyers.
I agree. I wouldn't counter it. I would accept the offer agree as well. And move ahead.
I'd make a motion then. You need a motion,
yep,
right?
I do.
I'll move it.
So any discussion on what we just discussed about the price? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
So then what's next? You're going to alert the...
Yeah, so we'll execute the purchase and sale agreement, send it over to Squire's office and start the title work and get this closed up. Typically takes 45 to 60 days.
So they could be in before the holiday.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else? You have another one. No other sale of property, right?
Correct.
Donation.
So I've been approached by two individuals in Wayland. The property is 11 East Naples Street. I vaguely spoke about this a meeting or two ago. The owners purchased this through the tax auction in, I believe, 22. And since then have realized it needs to be abated, demoed, and they bought it because they own an adjacent building. Once they started to receive estimates and bids on that, they decided they did not want to go through with it, and they're looking to donate it to the land bank, which we would then obviously demo as well. But it is a very tiny, it's a small lot. I don't believe it's it might be a conforming lot, but it's very thin. So from a perspective of resale, there probably isn't much resale value in it. But I would say that it's in need of being demoed. Was it a fire? Was there a fire at this place or not?
No.
Okay.
No,
just no. Worn down over the years.
Is this a single family home? What is it?
I think it's a multi.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's small.
No, it doesn't look small.
It's long.
It's long.
Long.
It's a big building. You got the dimensions there of the lot?
I probably
pulled. Do you have it pulled up on the website?
I don't know. I'm just looking at it on maps.
Oh, okay.
Satellite view. It's a long, narrow building.
In a neighborhood?
No, right on East Naples. So that's just off Main.
It's just up from the one. Yeah.
Doors down from the last one. Okay. And we gave that, we deeded that over to the village. Mm-hmm. What would be best use for this once it was demoed? Parking?
That'd be about the only thing you could use it for.
Okay.
He's got parking out back, but it's not, you know, there's other apartments that are along there also.
What's in between? Oh.
Hmm. And so the owners of this building, they're looking to donate, own one of the buildings that you're speaking of, which is a rental unit, and they were going to wanted it for parking. But once they realized the cost of the abatement and the demo.
Okay. So they own the adjacent building.
Correct.
And they want to donate the property that they picked up on the tax auction
make a
because they don't want to demo it, but they want the land bank to demo it. Do they then want the property?
So I did explain to them that that could not happen.
Okay.
They were aware of that. But then again, in reality, if it really can only be used for parking, who would be the primary recipient?
Who's on the other side?
I don't know.
Their apartment.
Which doesn't have any parking.
On the other side is another apartment building?
Yeah, it's wedged in between two.
Oh.
The one on the left of it uses the post office parking lot, which post office isn't happy with. So,
what's the address, Chris?
11 East Naples.
East Naples.
34 by 140. So I know in most areas, typically 47 and a half is the minimum.
This is off to the
for a conforming lot.
Chris, do we need demo projects for the grants?
Yeah. Right now, no. But, you know, this I think this is more being looked at as a community need because it's going to sit there and deteriorate. And it's one of those, if we don't do it now, I think they're just going to let it go.
Yeah.
So in 2 years, we're going to be having this conversation. So do we get in front of it now or do we wait?
What's the cost you would estimate to demolish it?
Well, if it's a bigger building, then you're looking at an increased value. I don't know the spacing between the buildings. That's always a factor.
And that one side, the west side, looks
pretty close.
Yeah. Is it a brick building?
But there, like he said, there is a driveway between them.
It's not brick.
So it's stick built. So that makes it a little bit better in terms of riskiness because bricks can tend to crumble versus a stick built. So if there's a driveway between the two, you're probably looking in the 30 to 40 range would be my best guess on a cost to demo. That doesn't include, you know, DPW's time and the in-kind expenses that we incur. But like I just said to Mitch, you know, this is something that I think either we get in front of now or have a conversation in 2 years when it's up for taxes.
So if we demolish it and then sell it to
I told the current owner we would not do that. We cannot do that. Whether it goes to the other neighbor or to the village, you know, that would be up to the board.
Village interest?
Possibly.
But more for parking than anything. Thoughts from the committee?
It is narrow, though. So how many parking stalls would that even yield?
Well, that would lead out to the back also. So yeah. That would be, but it's long.
Right.
So would you say
34.8 by 134.8.
Okay, so it is deep, 134 deep.
Oh. Scott, what do you think? You've got ready something.
I mean, we've had this quandary before. I don't like the idea of the land bank remedying things for developers that's always been my push is that we shouldn't be getting in the way of developers if we have people out there that actually want to rehab these buildings. But then you have one that buys one, figures out the costs, which meant that they were uninformed, and then they want the government to step in and tear it down.
And quite frankly, that's why I've been a bit hesitant on this one, because even from a means test, if you will, current owners have the means to finish the project.
Right. Is it not rehabable?
So no matter what they have to do right now, I believe there's code violations attached to it. And it has to be, the asbestos has to be abated before anything can be done. And right there alone, you're looking at a healthy price tag.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, if we don't take a donation now, we'd have to bid on it probably at the auction when it, you know,
correct,
the county forecloses on it.
Correct. And we're going to get it at no cost because when we accept donations, all taxes are paid through the date of acceptance. So we don't have to pay back taxes at time of closing. That's always been a stipulation. So again, once we get it, the carrying costs would be minimal. We could have this as a pocket project for into next year in the spring, or, you know, when time allows, but.
Of course, as a pocket project, we still got to carry insurance on it.
Correct.
As long as we
own. When we add delete, it truly doesn't seesaw because it's kind of a more of an umbrella policy.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
Would it make sense to push this decision off until after the, you know, you figure out what you're going to get at the auction next month? Or this month?
That's certainly a wise decision. And that's, you know, I believe that's the next item on the agenda is to talk about the county auction.
This one's going to be in this?
No, it is not. But we're going
to... Oh, to see what other properties we get.
Yes.
I think that's a smart move.
Yeah.
Let's wait and see.
Taxes are current on this property?
They are.
So it wouldn't be eligible for the auction for some 2 years?
Yeah.
So you're talking 3 years down the road. So it's not going anywhere.
And there's... No structural concerns or anything?
There is code violations attached to it. I believe it's red tagged right now. I don't know what those violations are. I have spoke to the code enforcer concerning it, and he's tried to remedy this through the court system, but they're basically paused right now as the current owner says they're in discussions with the land bank.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a tough one because, you know, you have someone who made poor decision and they're just looking to unload it and mm-hmm. you know, dump it onto the land bank. So I share the same concern.
We can certainly table this until next month.
How about think about it more?
That's absolutely fine by me.
Yeah,
maybe there's some more interest that'll
so real quick. I guess is this right around the corner from the recently awarded Restore New York projects?
Basically across the street.
Okay. All right. So we'll keep that in mind as well. That's going to be a large project for Wayland as well. So
what was that? Remind me.
It was three buildings. There was huge fire. Okay. And I believe it was over $1 million awarded to the current owner to
redevelop. Rebuilding?
Redeveloping. Yes.
Across the street. Fine. Is everybody okay with, do we need a motion to table it?
Mm-mm.
We don't, do we?
No.
So we're okay with tabling that till next month?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good idea. Now, county auction brings us right to that.
this is, you know, new to all of us here that we have to go in and be a bidder. So I don't really know what the best route to handle this is because I think putting in guardrails is tough because some of them are very worthy demo candidates and it really wouldn't, we've been in this situation before where we've not taken them and then we're in the situation 3 years down the road, 3 years down the road. And I don't know what to do. Do we ask for limits on them or do we just report back to you? What do you feel is the best way for us to go about procurement through this first online auction for the land bank?
Will Arbor be bidding on our behalf?
They certainly can, yes. We haven't really discussed that, but
I think,
well, you can correct me for the Chemung County. Danielle bid on all of them for that land bank, and we were just given a maximum amount that we could bid per project. But you got to remember there's a fee. Correct. Typically the 3%, I think
buyer's fee
and stuff like that. But also with some of these demos, if they don't get sold at the auction and they're not purchased off the auction and they're just still sitting there at the end, can't we acquire them through the land bank? Cause isn't that showing that
it'd have to go through twice.
Twice.
Okay. Yeah. And I think they have to be a year apart. Okay.
But like, so more to your point, Doug, so there's one here in Bath that Mitch brought to my attention. This is certainly a demo candidate all day.
Mm-hmm.
If that doesn't receive any bids, my suggestion would be last minute bid. We bid the reserve amount.
Yeah.
We then procure it the right way and it's a demo. But even if it's bid up 500 past reserve amount, I don't want to put a cap on it and lose it over $500 and be in the same position 3 years from now. So this is a tough one. It's new to all of us, and I guess I don't know what the best and right route should be.
Is there a way for Arbor to look at the properties and estimate what a, you know, work with you, Chris, to estimate what a reasonable bid would be, and then have some backups for the reserve amount? You know what I mean?
So Doug went through and I went through and figured out which ones are demos, which ones are rehabs, and the full market values and things like that. What we've seen from previous auctions, some of these can be wildly overbid and some are not. Obviously, we don't want to get into any situation like that. But do we put on an aggregate total? Like, we cannot exceed 100,000, 75,000, whatever that number is.
That's what I think you should do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And we obviously
even look at what is the quantity of properties you want, right, the mix as far as demos or rehabs, and what is the total dollar amount, and then let the auction go, you know?
Okay. And more to Jack's point, when you say have Arbor bid on it, through Arbor Development or for the land?
Or on behalf of the land, okay, bank, yes, but instead of you submitting the bid.
Yeah, no, I think that would be, yes, that would be proper.
Does it show who's bidding on the auction?
You don't know who it is, no.
So they wouldn't know?
No, it would just be
not
better.
That matters,
better.
But
it says reserve met or not met.
Yeah, it should.
That's the only thing it really says.
Yeah. That's new this year too, so.
Okay.
But I believe it will say that the reserve is off when it gets to that point, yeah.
But should we have a number overall, a not to exceed number or per property?
I would do a total amount.
Yeah, I like the not to exceed.
That way, if they get one that's above what they thought, but it's still worth getting, then they know that they can't spend as much on other ones.
Right.
So let me just understand. So we would give Arbor a total amount of what we're going to spend?
Yeah,
for the whole auction?
Correct.
But not to exceed amount.
But not to exceed, and then they would jerry-rig where the money's going to go.
Yep.
And what's a reasonable number to exceed
for this? I love spending
other
people's monies when I go to an auction.
So I guess this plays into the email that you and I were exchanging this morning. We're going to be applying for additional LBI2 funds. Do you have an idea internally what amount we would be applying for?
Well, when we first discussed it, we said that we would put the most towards acquisitions. So if we wanted to say $400,000 for acquisition, I could put that into the resubmittal of the grant. So with talking with Crystal, she basically is saying, we have this money, it needs to be spent, spend it, figure out a way to spend it. So it really is, it comes down to a plan of, do we want to do, say we're going to do 10 demos and then we're going to do 3 rehabs, or, we're going to pick spots in the municipalities that need to be structurally sound. And, there's places doing stuff like that. So if that's something that we wanted to make our way through, we definitely can. I just tell me what you would like and I will apply for it.
Okay. So to tie it all together, we budgeted $171,000 for property acquisitions for a full calendar year. My best back of the napkin guess would be not to exceed $100,000.
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
We'd need a motion.
I'll make a motion for that authorization for Arbor to bid.
Up to. 100,000,
including the buyer's fee.
Including the what was it? 3% for buyer's fee?
It's 3% plus a fixed fee, true too, isn't there?
It's really 10%.
10%,
yes.
Oh. And we have to pay that as a bidder.
Correct.
Well, that gives them direction, right?
Yep.
So, any discussion on? We have a motion and a second.
So the motion includes all costs associated with it.
Total cost not to exceed.
So we don't have a second yet.
You might. I just missed it.
Do I have a second on that motion?
I'll say.
Oh, I made the motion.
You made the motion. Any discussion? I think it's a good way to go, and we'll see what happens. Now that is the 5th?
The 15th through the 22nd?
Correct.
Yeah. How many properties are we do we have our eyes on?
20 on the whole list.
Correct.
18 now.
18 now.
So not many.
It's a small list this year.
Okay.
It's a very small rough list.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Rough?
Yeah.
Like rough as in
out of the 18, 16 are demos.
Oh, yeah. Seriously. Yeah, really.
Full of opportunities is how
it's right. Full of gems.
Okay. All right. If there's no more discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Nobody, anybody opposed? If not, motion carries. Let's see. We skipped over a couple, but let me get back to the Addison property. Where does that stand with the wall and the where did we leave off with the man that we were worried about with the demolition and
Hornell?
I'm sorry, Hornell, not Addison. Hornell. What did we just?
Oh, so that's the one that the bid expires tonight.
Oh, that's the same one.
That's okay. Cottage Ave.
Yep. Sure. So
okay.
10 Cottage Ave.
Yep.
Okay, Cottage Ave. That's what it was. And the other was question was Woodhull.
So that is complete. We are now the owners of the Woodhull. That bid is also, I apologize for not saying this earlier. That's out on the street, right?
No, we already awarded it to MJR.
MJR last month.
Okay, yeah, because I had a question mark on it, but we did. Okay.
And he has.
I have been working with the municipality on getting all of the utilities disconnected. And I have been talking back and forth with Jacob. So I'm hoping that it'll be at the beginning of probably mid-month because we're just waiting on NYSEG to go out and take down the wires.
So maybe soon.
Yep.
Yep. Soon. The other one was, how are we making out with Fenderson Street with the eviction?
So we are in the final phase of that eviction. The sheriff's department will be delivering that this week. So that's the final where we've done it before. Essentially, we can go there and remove the stuff, but we have to give them 10 or 15 days. Huh?
It's 30 days.
30 days. So we're at the very end stage of this, and then that one's going to be a rehab.
It's going to be a rehab.
Yeah. Hopefully. Right.
We don't really know because we haven't gotten in there, right?
We haven't got ideas.
People have been, yeah, gotcha. That was the only other question I think I had. Anybody have any questions? You have anything else?
I'm all set.
So we'll see how the auction goes.
We'll report back as soon as it's complete.
Okay. What's the date of the auction?
15th through the 22nd.
15th through the 22nd.
All online. I'll send you the link later with the book and the auction link.
Okay. So you can go on and look, but without...
Correct.
Do I have to register? Because I thought I had to register to look.
You do. Not to look.
Yeah. Not to look. Okay. I thought I tried that last year.
Chris, you'll send out an email update on the bids for Cottage
Ave? Correct. The bids for Cottage Ave. So that'll be probably tomorrow. We'll send that out for basically the authorization to award.
Okay.
And then later in the month for the auction.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Good. Anything else? If not, can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. November 6th is the next meeting. We'll see you then.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for coming.